Members of the National Nurses United Union at Mission Hospital marched outside the building Thursday morning, asking for a solution to a staff shortage across departments. Dozens of nurses gathered, including a person dressed in a death costume, with a sign reading, "Unsafe staffing is good for business." Others were dressed in scrubs, coats, and masks. Elizabeth Benzel is a nurse from the cardiac unit. She says she worked 2 15-hour shifts last week, both without a break.
That is in no way safe for our patients to have nurses that exhausted.
She's been with Mission since March 2017 and says conditions have gotten worse at the hospital since HCA purchased Mission Health System in 2019.
Staffing has continued to plummet. We also do not have supplies that we need. We're just being expected to wear all the hats on top of our own short staffing.
Benzel says she's been exposed to COVID-19 many times during the pandemic, but hasn't had any access to COVID-19 testing. National Nurses United recently filed a complaint with the North Carolina Department of Labor about Mission's COVID-19 policies. The complaint is still pending. Other nurses did not want to share their names for fear of retaliation. One who works in the cardiovascular ICU says they've been telling Mission for a long time that staffing levels are unsafe.
We really are getting nowhere, so we are taking our information to the community with the hopes that maybe we will get some safer staffing, which will lead to better patient care.
A Mission Health spokesperson says they're following all federal OSHA COVID emergency temporary standards, adding that they are unaware of documentation to support any of the union's staffing shortage claims. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.